Hi, I'm Ryan Wilkie.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Online Army Showcase, and as promised, we got Halo Action Clicks out in front of us. But the question is, will we want to keep playing after night, or will we just want to keep making fun of the numerous typos on the packaging? Find out as we give the game a full review on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield! Welcome to episode number 20 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of Online Army Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com. And tonight we're going to do a real Halo Spectacular. And the night we're recording this is September 23rd, so we still got 2 days until Halo 3 is released for the 360. But by the time all of you guys are watching this, the game will have been released, so hopefully it turns out to be an awesome game. We'll be playing it quite a bit for the next 2 weeks. So we're going to do two little reviews here, actually our main review of Halo Action Clicks, and to keep on the Halo theme, we got some of this stuff back here.
Which I'm sure plenty of you have.
The Mountain Dew Halo Game Fuel. We haven't tried it yet. Have you had this stuff at all?
No, not yet.
Okay, I haven't had it. I bought some of this about a month ago. It's been sitting up on our top of our refrigerator. There's a little sticker on it that says for use in the tabletop battlefield. So
let's make sure it doesn't explode all
over
the table.
Not on the map. Not on the map.
Just like Halo, a big explosion.
Gosh, darn, that's all leaking all over the place. Oh, careful. Okay. So let's go. Oh.
Do we want to put the ice in first?
Yes, I think we do. So anyway, while we're getting this ready here, why don't you start? Talk about some of your first impressions of the game before you even got to sit down and play it. You come from a HeroScape background primarily. So,
yes.
And some RPG stuff. So why don't you talk what you thought about this game and just get some ideas about it.
Oh, what I first liked about it was the figures, the action figures. They look so realistic, and they look like they sprung up from the game. That's one of the things I liked about it at first. And then during the gameplay, I mean, the gameplay is a little bit different than the HeroScape because you got to use these, but I caught them pretty quickly, and it's a lot of fun to do.
Okay, go for it. All right, well, in terms of a Halo board game, I've wanted one for a very long time. I remember even back when I started playing Halo first on the PC and then on my Xbox. That is, you know, I absolutely love the universe, and they can make a really great board game. Though, the issue is, the way WizKids made the game was not how I wanted the game to be made. That doesn't mean it's a bad game by any means, but it's not. I wanted a game that's actually kind of like the video game. We actually had maybe the Master Chief and a squad of Marines. It's kind of like an adventure game where you went and had to fight the Covenant on like one of those squads. Kind of like HeroQuest-esque, if you guys ever played that game from long ago. So, and that's all I wanted. And the other concern, I guess, with Halo Action Clicks that I had, and the fact that it's a clicks game, compared to the other games like MechWarrior, which plays similar with the same click styles, the weapons in Halo are much more diversified than they were, say, in classic Battletech. So the transition from classic Battletech to MechWarrior was a little bit easier, I thought would have been easier to do than Halo to its clicks format, because the weapons all have little unique abilities to them, and though they did a pretty good job about that, but we'll get into some details about that just a little bit later. But first off, I should talk about how we review things on the Tabletop Battlefield here, in case it's the first review show you've ever seen of us. We pretty much like to do a point-by-point review. So here we've got a So Sweet card. Each of us got a So Sweet card. So what we'll do is we'll start off, one of us will name something, like say an aspect of the game, and if we liked it, we'll throw down the So Sweet card. If we didn't like it, we got another card here, the Haterade card, and we'll throw that one down. Now, and then from there, we'll have a short discussion about why we both had our various viewpoints, whether we agreed or disagreed or whatnot. And you generally encourage the people to play one of the other cards. I don't like them to have a little stance like, oh, well, I'm just neutral on the topic. You better darn well have an opinion. You better express that opinion.
Well darn it, I'm a neutral person. We can get an argument about that, okay?
Alright, so yeah, that's the main thing. And then at the very end, we're going to just do a quick summary of all the stuff we thought about. And we basically have a 5-point review system here on the Tabletop Battlefield. The highest levels, you kind of call it euphoria. The game is, I think, is one of the best games ever played. It's a guaranteed buy just to go out and play it. And it's a good game, which basically, probably go out and buy it, but at the very least, you definitely want to go out and try it. Find someone who has it and try the game out, because you'll probably like it. Then you got, again, a so-so average game. Well, you know, it may be good. It's good with a but, or kind of good with an if, assuming if you like a certain style of gameplay or something. We've got what we call the feeling sick game, where it's kind of not very good to play. Didn't really enjoy it, so you wouldn't really recommend it. And I usually liken that to the feeling that you get when you get really sick from eating some kind of nasty food, which, well, I won't rag in any more fast food restaurants as I had done in the past.
Oh, but, you have?
Fine, Taco Bell. Taco Bell makes you
Taco
sick.
Taco Hell.
Taco Hell?
Taco Hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I say it every time. People love that restaurant, but it makes me sick.
Yep.
But anyway, the lowest and worst, most degrading score you can get, which we haven't given a game yet, is you'd rather be kicked in the crotch than play the game. It's so bad.
You know, that's almost like the 5-point review that X-Play has.
Oh, that's right, it is.
On G4. Yeah. So that's pretty much, if anybody's an X-Play watcher, they'll know where we're coming from.
This stuff's actually pretty good. This is the first time I've had it. It's actually, yeah. You know, I thought it was going to be really nasty, but no. It
doesn't taste too bad. It's cherry flavored. It's nice.
Huh. All right, well, I give the Mountain Dew a thumbs up here. Good.
It's
good.
It's not as carbonated, so.
No, it really isn't. A lot of carbonate is escaping over the bottle.
it doesn't have a strong punch to it. It's a very light flavor. It's nice.
All right. Well, let's jump in the first little section here. We like to play a few turns of the game so you get an idea of what the turn sequence is like, how some of the mechanics work out. So in this game we got here, we left off, it was my turn, just beginning, my first turn was, the previous turn, one of my Spartan figures got killed, so he's in this game, when a guy dies, they can respawn at a spawn point. So that's what I did, I respawned him and ran him out. And now I'm going to fire at, he's got a Master Chief figure, standing off to the side here, and I'm going to go ahead and shoot. And if you played other clicks games, this works basically very similar. You have an attack value, the opponent has a defense value, you roll a couple dice, in this case 2, add them to your attack value. If that total value of your attack value plus a dice roll is greater than or equal to the defense value of the target, it's a hit, and you inflict a certain amount of damage based on the numbers on your dial. So, I have an 8 attack right now. What's your defense in the Master Chief?
Defense is 16.
16? So, I need to get an 8 or higher to hit him. And I have a special attack ability, which is superior targeting, which allows me to ignore any defense bonuses he has.
And he does have one.
Okay. 7, so I missed. So, attack missed, nothing else happened. So I'm going to go ahead, we get 3 actions each turn, so that's my first action. Second one, I'm going to move my sniper up here, and snipe your brute you got in back. Now, the sniper is a deadly weapon, so I've got a 10 attack, because of the sniper bonus. On what's your defense?
15.
C doubles. No. Okay, I got a 10, 20. So I got a 10 plus my 10 attack, the 20. He's hit. In this case, I do 2 damage to him.
1, and 2. He's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
The brute is dead.
So now I just killed him. So I get a kill token. The object of the game is to first get 5 kills. So I think it's 3-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kill somebody, you also get what's called an upgrade token. So that unit can spend these upgrade tokens to basically swap him out for an even more powerful unit, which I'm going to go ahead and do right now. Back in the Spartan that first came in, he's got 100 points and 3 upgrade tokens on him.
Oh, my God.
So he can go up to 175, basically 100-point unit now becomes 175-point unit, which in this case, who was I going to pull out? Oh, yeah, the sickest unit in the game, the Master Chief with a sniper rifle.
Which didn't help you in the last game.
No, but the reason I like the sniper rifle is because...
First time playing this, I won against this expert of games. I beat him the first time playing this thing.
Oh, I'm brand new to this game, too. So. This game's only been out for a couple of days, so we haven't had a lot of time to play it very much. All right. My last and final order of the turn, I can move one more guy, so let's just have this guy run up and just shoot away. Doo-doo-doo. Okay, so let's go ahead and fire at your Master Chief. A 7 onto 16. I have my drone off the table. 11. So I do 2 more damage to the Master Chief.
Right here?
Oh, no, I broke my figure.
You broke your figure?
Yeah, I'll fix him later. Oh, okay.
Okay, so 2 more hits against him?
2 more to the Chief.
Wait, from this dude?
Oh, no, this guy over here.
Okay.
So go ahead, that's my 3 turns. So now that I've taken 3 actions, Ryan gets to take 3 actions. So go ahead and just... So when guys die, you can respawn them. You don't have to respawn the same unit. You can respawn a unit that's equal price or less. So in this case, he had a 100-point unit, died. He respawned with another 100-point unit. It's totally different. And frankly, I think it's a better unit overall.
Okay. Respawn the brute.
Oh, boy.
All right. Brute shot.
So anyway, well, that's really quick how the turns work. Basically, you move around and shoot each other. And the other thing you try to do is capture the spawn points where you get bonuses. And if you happen to capture both their opponent's spawn points, they can't respawn any guys. So basically, they fight till they die, or anyway. So the game continues until essentially one side is 5 kills. In that case, the game's over and that person wins. So, let's dive into the bulk of the review. It's a point-by-point review of various things. So, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I want to go first.
All right.
What's this?
Haterade. Haterade's coming out. Okay, what's the topic?
Haterade, I hate the dice.
All right, I'll agree with you on this one. I mean, go ahead.
The dice... They have no defense, but I just... For, like, the past game and a half that we've been playing, the dice have been... I mean, the way they roll, it's just been sucky. I don't know if they're trick dice or whatever, but they just roll low scores.
And the irony of this is, as I walk off the camera here, grab these other boxes, that these dice, they're not actually WizKids dice. They're actually decent dice that I bought for like $13 for the entire box. So,
oh, where are they from? What's their origin?
Oh, they're just standard dice you can buy in a hobby store. But I want to see in the package here. Yes, but that's where we can bring in the first mistype or first type on the game box. Even though the box says the boosters say they contain dice, there's no dice in it. So this is not the fault of WizKids this time around. Though traditionally this company, they often get a reputation for just downright crappy dice because they're just, I guess, they make crappy dice. But
See that.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go ahead. I'll jump in here with something. Let's see. What do I... Because the question is, do I want to start off on a negative thing, or do I want to start off on a high point? I guess I'll get my one kind of negative thing out of the way right off of the bat. Overall, we're talking about just pure production quality. We're not talking about how cool the figures look. Mm-hmm. Pure production quality, it honestly isn't that good. It's all right, but I think it's more negative than positive.
What do you mean by production?
How well the things are built. So okay.
I have to disagree with you and say that it's sweet.
Okay, here's the thing: why you disagree with me? Because you didn't spend 3 hours fixing the dang maps up to make the game playable. So the first few things reason I didn't like about the maps that come in the boosters. Where's the one hiding over here? They come all nice and neatly tucked and folded up. So obviously because they can fit in the boosters that way. The problem is, the first time I went to play with the game, I pulled them out. At least this one's been sitting out for a while. And they pretty much don't lay flat. They try to fold themselves back up. So at least plan to have these maps spend a night underneath a book. A nice couple heavy books so they kind of weigh them down a little bit. Because they're just going to come out all horribly folded. Or you can do what I did. And I kind of cut them up and I glued them down to some poster board. So I can fold them up a little bit nicer that way. And I'll show you actually how to do this. Well, how to do this is actually on the Honor Armor Showcase, and I'll put the link in the show notes. The other complaint then with the maps, the actual textures of the map look beautiful. I mean, most of these maps looks like you're kind of inside the Forerunner Temple from like Halo 2 and the Delta Halo levels. That's what it looks like. And it's a beautiful textures, but the problem is WizKids chose to make the walls thick black lines. The problem is the textures are very dark. And this is like a map I haven't messed around with at all. You really can't see where the
walls are. Oh, wait, I can see where they are now.
Yeah, they're all under my white lines.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you look at this map close to one I haven't changed, I mean, those black lines do not stand out very well because there's a lot of dark shadows.
No, you can see there's a line, there's a purple line right there.
But then, they don't stand out very well. So I ended up having to go around and trace over every single little, wall with white paint, and on top of that, several figures stickers are misaligned. Fortunately, time's up. All right, I'll
stop. I didn't get to say nothing.
Yeah, sorry. I that was a Jason rant. I'm sorry. I mean, it's not horrible to the point where it's like, okay, I'll stop talking. Yes, I didn't like some of the production quality was done. Okay. Go ahead. You name something. I was Jason Rant.
Okay.
If you want to go on a pure rant this time, you can too. you didn't even get a chance to defend yourself.
I feel so used.
No, I like to say,
I got one thing ready to go if you don't.
No, I do another haterade.
Oh boy.
Something I dislike about this is okay. The way you know how in the HeroScape games it's like you have figures that have they can only shoot some spaces away. Well, I hate how just like doesn't matter. I mean, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, but one bad thing is like they're all pretty much the same then with shooting, you know. It's like it doesn't matter if you have a sniper or not. They may have some extra abilities, but as far as distance goes, everybody's the same in it.
You're talking about a couple can play at unlimited range then?
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to have to agree with you on that one. I mean, do you have any... go ahead. Do you have any reasons specifically why you don't like the unlimited range before I go off another Jason rant?
Jason.
I do that a lot on this show. I really do. Probably should stop if I do. Okay.
Go ahead. It makes everything more easier because, I mean, one great thing about the HeroScape games is it makes it more difficult if you don't have effective range to hit your enemy. In this game, you can, if you're not, you know, if you have, like, free line of sight, you can hit whoever. And so it makes it less difficult to hit your fellow, which can be a good thing. But if you're an expert or if you enjoy the difficulty of the games, it's much better if it was that way.
So it takes a sizable chunk of strategy out of it to some extent. Because you have basically, if I line up to shoot you, I'm pretty much guaranteed I'm going to be shot back.
And it's just like a Halo game. You're pretty much blasting everything in sight anyway.
Yes, but, you know, like in the Halo video games, the weapons are effective at different ranges. You take a submachine gun against a sniper rifle, you ain't going to win a submachine gun.
Exactly.
So, assuming it's at any range. You know, if you get in close to the submachine gun, you have a chance of killing the guy. But we're here, where we could be opposite sides of the map, I have a sniper rifle. You got a submachine gun, yet you still manage to basically essentially do the same damage to each other. So, you know, it's like, whatever, so... Any other thoughts on that topic?
That'll be it.
Okay.
Go on your rant.
No, I won't go on a rant this time. I will actually have to...
I'll think of something that's sweet while you do yours.
All right, so let's go ahead. I'm going to put that on the So Sweet card. Even aside from the unlimited range thing, I think they did a pretty good job within the limits of clicks game and actually translating the Halo weapons. Like I was mentioning... Go ahead, so...
I think that's sweet, too.
Sweet, too, yeah. I just mentioned back at the start that I was kind of worried if they could translate all the Halo weapons into the Clix universe. And, I mean, they did a pretty good job, because one of the downsides of the Clix universe, you only got so many clicks of life in the guys. Basically, these figures can theoretically take a maximum of, like, 11 damage before they're destroyed. So, where, you know, like in Halo, technically it takes about 50 submachine gun bullets to kill somebody in the game. You can't accurately represent that here, but you know, each weapon's got little modifiers, like they get pluses to their attack, or maybe they have a chance to do an extra damage, or some do damage to adjacent guys, like grenades and the brute shot. And so the brute shot also sometimes gives you extra damage in close combat. The sword's absolutely vicious in close combat. They'll rip they literally can rip people in half. The Master Chief, when he pulls his sword out, can do upwards of 8 damage and literally kill most of the guys on the board. The sniper rifles, they're pretty good. I mean, they essentially get a penalty if you're up close at +2. Or basically, they have a penalty if you're right close to somebody. But since you can move 4 spaces and shoot without suffering any penalty, that's only going to affect A, when you're trapped, or B, if you're a complete idiot. Because, I mean, even though, you know, if I'm here trying to shoot you point-blank range... Okay, I move 4 spaces away. I'm now more than 2 spaces away from you. I get my full bonus, and I rail on you. So, I think they did a pretty good job within the extent of the game. So, any comments on that?
No.
Okay, that was a positive Jason. Well, yeah. Rants aren't really positive, are they? So that really wasn't a Jason rant. Okay. Go ahead, then.
Okay, what was I thinking that was so sweet? Oh, okay. I want to go back on what, I mean... Back to your rant, because I didn't have a chance to counter the rant.
Okay.
One thing I like about the...
Are these the maps you're talking about?
Yeah. One thing
This is the Ryan counter rant.
One thing I do like about the maps is it's very simple to play on.
Yes.
And the adaptability, able to place, like, your markers, you know, when you start out. pretty much virtually anywhere, and you can position your guys anywhere. That's what I like about the map. And so, like, say if there's a beginner like me who has never played this type of game before with the clicky type guys, this map is very good for beginners.
Yes. I think they intentionally designed the game to be very simple to play because they wanted to appeal to, like, Halo video game players. Mm-hmm. But another advantage of that compared to, say, MechWarrior, where MechWarrior is a miniatures game where you measure everything in inches, with the click styles in that case, where you have to pick up the guy to give him damage, but the problem is when I went to put him back down in MechWarrior, you may put him, you know, off like a quarter or half an inch in a direction, and now you're in a different position. You could be out of range. You know, maybe you're at your exact limit of your range. Now you're out of range. Maybe. So at least the squares, you're always going to put it back down in the right spot where you picked them up. There's no fudging in the case of the miniature rules where it could be a quarter inch off, and that's going to really mess things up. So that is one nice advantage about the maps. So
I'm glad you agree.
Yes. I will always agree. A square or hex map will always make things go faster than a miniatures game where you measure new inches. But the downside to them is you just can't play in as many places, because in a miniatures game, you slap down some EGDs and books and terrain and all sorts of stuff for crap and just move guys around. It's much more versatile for miniatures games. So, anything else on that topic?
Uh-uh.
All right, let's move on to one more, or a couple more anyway. Yeah, let's see. So what else do I like? Well, I'm trying to decide, my next topic would be good or would it be bad?
As long as you have a top, because I do. I don't want to lose it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
I'm still deciding on mine.
So. One thing that's so sweet is the grenade tokens.
Agreed. Definitely a nice level tactical ability. Go for it.
I'll give my reasons. One great thing, the grenade tokens and these, spawn squares?
Yeah, spawn tokens, spawn squares, spawn points, something or another.
Yeah, vortex. The spawning squares, because when you're playing the game and you get on an enemy's spawn token, you can actually roll the die if your figure's attacking another figure, and you can roll the dice after attacking, and let's say you just get like an 8, you can get a grenade token. And you get automatically, even if you don't have a grenade indicator or not on your guy, and then you can throw on it and wreak havoc, which I've done. The grenade has lots of blast power.
Yes.
It can wipe out an enemy pretty quick.
Yes. And the reason I like it so much, it adds a totally different tactical style to the game. The grenade is one of the few weapons that, I think it's the only weapon that has a range, at least in the base set of guys. You have a range of 5. But instead of making a normal attack, where you normally have to have your attack hit the opponent's defense, you attack a square, which has a defense of 12. So normally you have to make a much lower roll to toss a grenade than actually shoot the opponent. So therefore, it's a great way for, you know, a weaker unit who normally have to roll 10s and 11s to damage them to actually crack the armor of this heavy unit. So you got to be very careful. Even if you got a big massive guy walking up, if that little guy's got a grenade, you're going to be in a heck of a lot of trouble. And also, because then you can damage guys, because basically it blows up and it'll hurt anyone in the 9 squares around the impact square too. So you gotta watch out for grouping your guys together. The first game I did that, he tossed a grenade, hit one of my Spartans for 4 damage, and the guy next to him for 2 damage. So it's a neat weapon. So it's definitely changed the tactics up, and
it's nice.
Sure. All right. So let's see. So now I'm still assigned. I want to get that one good score or bad score. Because I almost want to be neutral, but I can't be neutral. It's against my own rules. So let's say, all right. I'm gonna go out and trust Wizkids this one. I'm gonna give a so sweet. Basically, some of the future plans Wizkids has for this game, and what this game needs is scenarios. I mean, the death matches is fun, but it really doesn't give the game its full potential. I mean, eventually you run around. All you're doing is run around rolling dice and inflicting damage. You know, it's gonna get somewhat boring after a while, but Halo multiplayer, you know, has tons of different scenarios. Capture the Flag, Oddball, which is my favorite, King of the Hill, etc., etc., etc.
And I'll put the haterade on just the fact that this game doesn't have all what you just said.
It does not have it all. And It does not have all of what I just said.
You get an extra load of caffeine.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I don't normally drink pop, let alone caffeinated pop. So I could be getting pretty wired by the end here. And in fact, if you guys watched my review of Solaris 7 by WizKids, I was actually quite critical of WizKids. In fact, it did not include scenarios. Though the reason I'm being a little bit nicer here in this case is because the very last line of the rules here, let me unfold them all, simply reads, "There are many scenarios within the Halo universe. WizKids will publish scenarios that might change the rules presented here, requiring different setup rules, specific force builds, and victory conditions. So visit HaloActionClicks.com for more information on scenarios."
And it doesn't mean you can't make scenarios yourself.
In fact, actually, in some of these on the back of some of these upgrade tokens, there's little flag tokens suggesting they've got something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some type of capture the flag.
I'm pretty confident in this case that WizKids will be coming out with something more to expand just on the base gameplay of this and make the game better. Deathmatch is all right for learning it, but it does not have a lot of longevity by itself. So, anything else?
I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. I know. One thing that's so sweet is the way that when your character dies, how my brute just died, and then a turn later I was able to respawn it. Just the way that, I mean, if you have some type of some type of favorite character on the field and it gets blown away, you can bring it back to health the next turn, and on the next turn you don't have to wait to shoot it. You can blast away on whoever you want it to. So that's one thing I like about this.
So that's one thing that makes the game a little more forgiving than some other games, where if you make one stupid move with a character and you find a spot where, boom, 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 seven guys shoot at him and kill him, they're gone for the game.
Yeah.
This way, if you screw up, you can bring them back. And also, what was I going to say now? Now I totally forgot. Okay, my brain just went dead on me.
Well,
keep talking.
And adding on to that is the way when you kill a character, you can get these tokens, and you also can get them when you're on the spawn. Upgrade tokens to where you can upgrade into much bigger characters, like the Master Chief with a flaming sword, or like one of these big hunter guys, or whatever.
That's fun to pull on your opponent. Like here, where I got my Spartan with his fuel rod gun attacking the Master Chief. Originally, this guy was just another normal Spartan 2 soldier, and all of a sudden, he played his cards with upgrade tokens. Zoop. And now the Master Chief shows up there and kind of turns the tide of the battle. So,
a tad.
Yeah. You can do that. And sometimes, like, you know, you have a nice little wussy little guy, and all of a sudden an elite with a sword will show up in his place. So, the upgrade token, the whole situation of upgrading and respawning does allow for some really cool, like, can be really rapid changes of, what I want to say, kind of momentum in the game, where, you know, the right play, the right time can quickly rip guys apart, and all of a sudden, where you were winning, you're now falling behind. Oh, shoot.
So this game doesn't really focus on numbers. It more focuses on strategy and how much you can kill in a certain amount of kills.
Each have five figures. You can't really use swarm tactics or anything you might be able to use in other games, so it's interesting. Oh, shoot, hit the wrong button.
Okay. Do you have anything?
Oh, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, now I got off on my other topic. I forgot what it was. man, I'm brain dead in that.
Oh, and in this cafe, I'm just like, my heart's starting to be like, boom, 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 boom.
All right, let's see if I can get one or two more things out of here.
I'm trying to think of something negative while you think of something.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call this a so sweet card. This may, you know, in time, as I get to play this game more and more, maybe it'll change the hater rate, but let's start off with so sweet. What I'm going to talk about is ease of gameplay. So, you like the ease of gameplay or don't like it? What do you say?
I have to go. Well, I can't be neutral, can I?
You can be neutral. It just takes a lot of balls to be neutral this show.
Okay. I'll be.
Pops going over. Okay.
No,
all right, wait. So, I'll start off with that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, ease of gameplay. Obviously, there's no secret with this game that WizKids is trying to go for the Halo video game audience. You know, you can compare this to other games, Warhammer, War Machine, or even compare it to Heroescape. It's definitely a lot simpler playing. I mean, so the question is that enough to give the game longevity? Because, you know, really, the weapons are a little bit different. They have a few different abilities, but the end result is all you're doing is running around, blocking areas, and rolling dice to hit. So, I mean, it's really simple. I mean, within one game, you had the rules down out of trouble. Mm-hmm. I mean, the basic rules fit.
Well, enough to beat them.
The rules fit on the backside of one of the maps they give you. So, I mean, they're simple. And the question why I was debating whether to give them So Sweet or Haterade is, in the long run, 6 months now, I'm still playing this game. Would I actually keep enjoying these basic rules? But for now, they're fun to play. It's a fun, quick little game to play.
And I was debating with myself for 5 seconds until you said, you can put both down. I'm like, I'm gonna put both down.
All right, go ahead. Explain. You better explain this very well.
Well, on one way, I was first thinking that yes, it is sweet how it's simple enough for people like me who don't play these type of games more often, but love the Halo games, because there might be a lot of Halo gamers out there who don't play any tabletop. Mm. And when they get this game, it's good for them to know it's something simple
for
them to use.
It's a gateway game. You get addicted to more expensive stuff. My goal is to have Ryan addicted to Warhammer 40K within a year. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Maybe.
Go for it. Keep talking. I interrupted you.
He's on his way to. And then, on the other hand, I was thinking that for advanced gamers like you, I can see how it is something that's like, you're just like, this is so simple. Why would I play this? And that's all the time I have.
Okay, so let's go ahead. That
felt good.
Oh, jeez. You okay? Your turn. You got something?
No, because I was thinking about that.
I think what we should do next time is write down all the things we want to talk about so we don't get off in these random trains.
Well, it's much better when it's off the cuff. Of course, then you can't remember any of them.
Yeah, but... We can do one or two more, then we'll dive into our final wrap-up review, so...
Okay. Well, one thing that's sweet is this gun. Right. Actually, no. Haterade. I'm gonna do a Haterade on this gun. Explain a little bit about this gun. You're better at explaining things than I am.
Okay, this is basically... this comes in the Hunter pack, which I didn't even talk about the packs. Oh, well, I'll do this. Oh, that's my last rant. Okay.
Okay, well, I'll hurry up this gun.
It's a little plasma gun. What it is if you play the Halo games, you know, sometimes the grunts will run out and they'll deploy a little plasma gun and start shooting at you. That's what this thing is. It's basically a little plasma machine gun that sits down the board. And a guy behind it is basically a sitting duck. They get a -4 to their defense. They get a +3 to their attack. And they have a fixed 3 damage, where 3 damage is more than what most basic units can do. So,
okay, well, one thing I hate about this gun is that there isn't more of these objects out on the tabletop, because there'd be a lot more playability if you had more objects like these.
Yes.
More weapons, or even like vehicles. It'd be great if they could have vehicles
Warthog,
on board.
There's a Warthog coming.
Oh, there is?
Well,
very
it's
cool.
Sort of out, sort of not. I'll explain about that. It's another...
Very good.
That brings me to typo number 2 on the box. There's supposed to be 2 of those... Well, according to the box, there should be 2 of those turrets in here.
That's and you only got type, one.
Well, there only is one. It's not a fact. I did not get a broken set or an effective set. There actually is only one in there, but WizKids botched up. So,
you think they would...
It's also supposed to be 2 objects with object cards, but there's no objects with object cards in here.
It makes you wonder how focused they are on, you know, if they're appealing this to gamers who likes Halo 3 and likes tabletop Battlefield. You think they would, you know, get it in their heads to make this, you know, very sharp and very clear so people keep on buying the stuff? Because that tends to make it look like, oh, they don't care about as much Halo 3 as we do, and then they won't buy it.
Unfortunately, WizKids has had some issues with that in the past, where some of the rules are not very clear, and they screw up the packaging a little bit, or I don't know. They try. They don't succeed the best in that thing, but they try.
What does Yoda say? Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
I don't know how they botched that up. Let's go to my
Do your rant. Do your
my
rant.
Final rant. Okay, I have to limit myself to 2 minutes. I can go on and on. Oh, I forgot the one good thing I like, too. Okay, so...
I'll do both.
Okay, well, I'll do my rant first, quickly. And I'll end on a good note. My rant. The dang boosters. Halo Action Clicks is a collectible miniatures game. So, there's a base set, which is the Hunter Starter Set. Wait, is it Hunter Set? I think it's just called the Hunter Set. Hunter Combat Pack. It's $25. And this gives you six figures, but at least the Hunter pack, you know what you're going to get. It's got the Master Chief, three Marines, and two Hunters in it. But then you've got the boosters. If you watch these things in the past, you know I do not like collectible miniatures games, where basically it's $11 for this box, and you get five random miniatures. You have no idea what you're going to get. It's the only way to get these things. And the reason that really ticked me off about this game is I went in Covenant Forces. Lots of Covenant Forces. I like the aliens. The problem is, in the set of 90 pieces, 56 of them are human. Only 28 of them are Covenant. So in a pure random situation where these things are equally distributed, you have a twice as good a chance of getting a human figure as you do of getting a Covenant figure. And I mean, so basically at this point, I bought five boosters, so I got, between everything, I think about 20 human figures and 10 Covenant figures, about what you should get on a pure distribution basis. But the thing is, I'm not going to buy any more boosters because I want the Covenant figures. I'm just going to be wasting more and more money getting the human figures I really don't want. I got enough of them. So I wish they would have done. You want to say something quickly, don't you?
Oh, I just got a question.
Okay, go for it.
And I'd have to agree with you on that, even though I don't know much about that. But couldn't you like wait until a lot of these things are bought and returned, and like say they're on a display case or something, they're selling them just individually? Couldn't you get them then?
Okay. Most stores don't do that though.
Oh,
Some stores will sell them as singles, like after. But eBay's your best bet then at this point.
Okay.
Because what I would have liked them to do is actually sell maybe a few kits, more like the Hunter set. Because you really can't play a game with a Hunter Combat Pack alone. Mm-hmm. What I would have liked them to do... Oh, my time's off. Gosh darn it. It sells several sets of figures you knew what you're going to get. That's all. In addition to the boosters. I'll rattle on that at the end. So I got one more thing I can talk about, and then I'm done. So.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my last one. Best aspect of the game, you can move and shoot. Now... This, I mean, you're probably thinking, why am I like so thrilled about this?
But, yes, that's a given.
Yes, that you would think
but
so.
Yeah, it is.
You would think so, because okay, the original MechWarrior rules: you cannot move and shoot. You've got giant 30-foot-tall war machines armed with guns, and your best way of basically attacking with them was to run into each other. Because how it played is, if you like, say, if I was going ahead and approaching you here, these two guys, I would walk up, enter my range. My turn was ended. I could not shoot you. But then you would go ahead and fire at me and do damage to me. So therefore, my best attack was the charge from out of my weapons range, which I could do, and then run and smash into you and do damage that way without ever actually shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So that was MechWarrior. And that just ticked me off. They fixed it a little bit with the Age of Destruction rules, but that still peripherated most of the units of the vehicles and infantry and all that stuff. And then you go to Pirates of the Spanish Main, and now it's called the Pirates game. Same freaking problem. You have gigantic warships, and they can't move and shoot. They can't apparently they don't have enough crew to sail the ship straight and fire their guns at the same time. So I was
that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, because WizKids always try to make games as simple as possible. It's how they do it. They're kind of a very pop game. And for some reason they wanted to always make it where you couldn't move and shoot, because that makes things incredibly simple. But you can make things at least somewhat realistic and still make them simple. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was freaking out with Halo, is if you ever play the dang video games, you know you can run around and go crazy and shoot where you're moving. So deathly afraid they had botched up with this game. But I'm so glad they didn't. And not only did they not botch up, they really went above and actually made it a lot better. Because you can, when you're moving to shoot, you can either move four squares and shoot normally, or move more than four squares and actually get a penalty to shooting, which is actually a pretty good compromise, because, you know, normally when you're running with a gun, gunning people down, the faster you're moving, the less accurate you're going to be. So, I mean, they actually did that. They actually turned around and did a very good job of implementing move and shoot in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And it finished in 2 seconds. Yes! And Jason ran the one 2 minutes. Okay. We've been going, wow, 42 minutes about, so.
What time is it now?
Oh, I don't know. But it's about 9:30 almost.
Oh, okay. We're good.
So, all right, let's go ahead and finish up. And let's do an overall summary of our review, and just give the game, you know, you got your five categories. Awesome game, good game, you might like it if, okay, not very good game, and I'd rather be kicked in the crotch. So, here we go, roll the two dice, whoever gets the highest goes first. That's how we do it here.
And you usually win.
Nine.
Six. All right.
You're going first.
Oh, geez,
give us a summary of everything about this game.
Well, I'd have to give it a 4.
That's not a valid choice.
What do you mean?
You've got five options. Excellent game, good game.
Yeah, good game.
Okay, good game. Oh, 4 out of 5. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Happy with 4. Enough. 4 is my lucky number, and I just can't give it an awesome game just because about the negative that we talked about this game, but it does have the potential to be an awesome game. It really does. And the playability, like, it's simple for people who just started with tabletop, and it's also great for guys who are experts at the tabletop field. It's something for them to expand on. So that's one of the reasons why I gave it a 4.
All right, well, I would have to say, I would have to go ahead and, well, I'm thinking how exactly I want to phrase this. It is a good game. Like I said, though, at the start, it's not what I really wanted out of a Halo game. I wanted a game where it was actually, like, you ran around a squad of guys fighting the Covenant, just like the video game, which you don't get in this. There's a lot of little quirks that I don't like. A lot of the damage the guys do is very similar from the weapons. Like, the fuel rod gun does the same amount of damage as a submachine gun, which is absolutely ridiculous. So it's not quite Halo. It's Halo themed. They didn't, like I said, they got some of the weapons pretty good, but it's not perfect. But so definitely, if you are a Halo fan, you definitely check, at least try this game out. I mean, I actually took this game to a couple friends' house last night, a lot of Halo guys. No one actually sat down to play it. So that doesn't mean the game is bad. I mean, the reality is a lot of the video game players are not really going to be immediately interested in this game. I mean, they like the look of the figures, but they're used to the crazy action, everything goes super fast paced, and go from there. So it might take a while to get them to try it, try and play it out. But once they sit down and play it, I think they're going to like it, and it has a lot of potential. I mean, even, like, they're going to add new scenarios, new rules, new bonus stuff. The Warthog and the Banshee, and they also have the Scarab.
Oh, yes.
The Scarab has limited availability, but that's coming out at some point.
Nice.
So what I think the game really needs to make it really more appeal to more hardcore gamers is a more advanced rule set. It's good, quick, and fun, but I really don't think it's got the longevity to be a long-lasting game unless WizKids introduces a lot of diversity.
Yeah, and like I said, it has the potential of being.
The key to this game's success is diversity. You don't want the same game experience over and over and over again. Like, I like with HeroScape. It's a very simple play, but every unit's got a whole horde of its own special abilities. So you always got different tactics. They always got different. The terrain is totally different every time.
It makes you wonder, why didn't it make it like HeroScape? You know, that would have been a lot better for them.
Just going to save money? You mean like the terrain building? Or how do you
mean? For everything. Like, if they would have made it into a HeroScape-type format, I mean, yeah, it would have cost them a bit more money, but they would have made more money from it.
Yeah,
for
I think they would. Because, I mean, they're halfway there. They've got the little stat cards that go with all the units. Mm-hmm. But what you'll find is you played the WizKids game before, where originally you had all the different special abilities on one card you could easily look up. Now they're scattered across 50 different places. So they didn't do a very good job of executing those. It's a fun game. I'm trying to think, do I want to give it a... It's all right.
Now, what's the rating? That's what I've been waiting for the whole time.
That's the rating between the two.
I'm going to say between...
Yeah... At least try it. I'd say it's about a 3, a middle rating. At least try it. If you like to be creative with games, add your own rules. You're definitely going to like it. Just because if you're looking for, I guess, if you're looking for a really complex game, you're not going to like it. And my throat is dying. The Jason rant's taking a toll. So if you're looking for a complex game, you're not going to like it. If you want a simple game to sit down and play with some friends who never played these games before, give it a try out, and feel free to experiment. I mean, I'm almost sure. Once I get enough Covenant figures, that's the reason I want so many Covenant figures, is I want to create a Heroes Quest-esque adventure game. So I'm probably going to end up doing that, but... So overall, I would say, let's say about the 3 middle... It's a middle-of-the-road game, very quick playing, but...
So average, it would be like what Adam Sessler says, is that his name?
Yeah.
We give this game a 3 out of 5.
Pretty much, so... Average game, and as long as they can introduce enough diversity to make it last, if they don't introduce a whole lot more diversity, the game's not going to last. That's what I think. So, anything else then?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
One thing, I cannot wait for Halo 3, the video game, to come out.
Yes, we got 2 days now.
Yes, the 2 days. Monday? Only because you're not going to stand out there at midnight and lose sleep.
I'm not going to stand out there at midnight.
I would do it only because I don't have to work that night, and I don't have to work the next night. But that doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, so we're highly, eagerly anticipating the game. We're both going to fight over who's going to play it. Well, he has to play it first because he's buying it.
I would say yes, but the reality is that 2 nights is when I got to edit my podcast, so I maybe... Well, I can edit this later at night, but I'll play some Halo 3 to start off. All right, well, let's conclude that here. This will be the last podcast of September, but October is going to be a very busy month because we've got Warhammer 40K Apocalypse stuff coming October 7th, new rule book, all massive amounts of figures. We've got new HeroScape starter set.
Sweet.
The Swarm of the Morrows, that's coming sometime in October.
I'll be here for that.
We've got, what else? Oh, StarCraft, the board game. Oh, this is going to be an expensive month for me. Why did I have to say I'm going to review all these dang games?
Yeah, because now we're going to hold it to you.
Yeah, no, Well, StarCraft, the board game's coming out, too. At some point, a new game, Siege of the Citadel, or not Siege of the Citadel, Siege of the Citadel is an old game. The Mutant Chronicles, an old board game I used to love as a kid, is coming back in a miniatures form. And it's going to be collectible miniatures. Oh. So I probably have to try at least a starter set out for that and see how that goes. But
And I want to say something else.
Go for it.
Those of you who want to play Halo 3 and want to play all day long, drink this stuff.
Yes.
Because right now we have severe headaches, but we are wide awake now because we were
tired. Wired.
Oh my gosh, we're just like ready to play the game.
All right, so let's call us a night. Thanks for watching. I'm Jason, and if you need any questions, comments, or you think we're complete idiots with the review. Send it to jason@rockosoftware.com. If you got your own review of this game or any other game, if you record about a 5-minute MP3 file or something, send it to me, and maybe we'll get on the show and have some fun. So, with that, I'm Jason.
I'm Ryan.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks. Have a good night.
Copyright 2007 Rocko Software, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
Action Clicks and WizKids are trademarks of WizKids Incorporated. Microsoft, Bungie, the Bungie logo, Halo, the Halo logo, the Microsoft Game Studio logo, Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox Live, and the Xbox logo is our trademarks of the Microsoft Group of Companies.
The intro music, Down With Everything, is by The Transfer, was acquired from www.pazevadio.com.